Time to take five for your community service of the Legends Village on Troy Road in Washington. You'll love the living at the Legends. Brian Circusgetter is our guest, street commissioner for the city of Washington. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dwayne.
Thanks for coming in. Now, first, we got some changes for city bus drivers we wanted to pass along this morning.
Yes. As you announced earlier on the radio, the NDOT Transit Manager, who we get 75% of our funding through the transit grant, 50% comes from the federal government, 25% comes from the state, and then we fund 25%. They basically came down with the mandate that we are to enforce the governor's order for the masks starting Monday morning.
For your safety and for everyone's safety on board, must have a mask if you're riding the city bus. And then along those same lines, Brian, for those that are riding, they're safe. You guys are doing your due diligence to make sure you're thoroughly cleaning the bus each and every day, right?
Yes, actually, it's more often than each and every day. It's in between every ride.
Great.
So, you know, we've had a little bit of pushback about this already because we've already announced it. And I understand that. I understand people's concerns and how people feel on both sides of this issue. But I'd just like to say that, our team, from Mayor Rhodes all the way down to our bus driver, Rick, we have absolutely bent over backwards to keep this bus running when seems like every other business was shutting down. Even our own department, other than garbage and trash, got shut down, and the bus stayed running during that whole time. And it's due to the efforts that we've all taken to keep it going, cleaning in between rides, blocking off every other seat. We put up a plastic to block the driver, so there'd be no, you know, nothing could go in between the driver and the passengers. So
very good. Well, and it's so important. I know there's a lot of city residents. Here's the great thing about Washington's transit system. It's now free.
Yes.
Free.
Yes.
Absolutely free. And a lot of cities don't have that luxury.
Very few do. Our what I would call our sister city, Marion, Indiana, because we share a transit consultant with Marion, we basically mimicked what they did, and their numbers shot up, their ridership shot up tremendously after they went to free fare. So,
again, we're not discouraging you from using the bus. You could certainly, it's still going to make the daily rounds. Just remember, when you're boarding, follow all safety guidelines, COVID guidelines, and most importantly, you must have a mask before you get on that bus. Or if they don't happen to have one, what's your plan? What's going to happen here?
Well, we're probably not going to refuse someone, but we're going to encourage them that if they come back again, to have it.
You got to have it. Yeah, it's just for everyone's safety. So, again, masks required for the city bus, which is running its regular routes as normal. Please continue to be safe. I want to switch gears a little bit because it's right out our front door here, the Business 50 project. It's well underway. And, boy, these crews dove in with both feet. They're really working hard at it and getting a lot of stuff done already.
Yeah, they did. And they're a great bunch to work with so far. Yesterday, I had to go out and ask the engineer for the general contractor a question. He was available immediately, walked right up, you know, like he was my next door neighbor, walking over to borrow a cup of sugar. We interacted for a few minutes and I was in and out. I think that stems from them being a local company. I think that really helped, you know, keeps all those dollars here. And so far so good. We're 5 days in, 360 to go, and
it's not a sprint, it's a marathon, but man, we will be so happy when it's done. This is so needed. Let's face it, Brian, it's been said time and time again, that's our major thoroughfare through our city. That represents Washington, and it has been a bumpy ride.
Right. It actually represents Davies County because it's the most used road in the county.
Oh, wow. Good point. So for those that are driving here, West National Highway at this point in time, we should remind them they're going to see some slight delays and some flaggers out there.
Yes, especially towards the end of the radio station right now where they're working down here at 7th and 50.
So be aware of that. Allow some extra time. Drive slowly and practice caution and be aware of those workers that are out working hard to get Business 50 looking great again. Brian, anything else we need to throw in before we let you go this morning concerning the street department?
No, not really. I guess I'd just make a plug that we're doing another round of pavement patching and potholing and using our infrared machine next week. So if you see those guys out, in a neighborhood, use a little caution around them. They're fixing the streets and just be patient around them.
Doing a great job at that. You opened it right up there. We got one right off here on the Plaza Drive area. That one keeps coming back.
Yep. Yeah, it sure does.
Just be aware of that one. It's definitely here close by the radio station. Brian Sergascatter, our guest, again with the Washington Street Department, Street Commissioner Brian. Thanks for sharing some information with us. Again, to sum it up, make sure you have your mask if you're riding the city bus, and watch for those flaggers on Business 50 west of Washington as work continues on the Business 50 Improvement Plan. Brian, thanks for coming in. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Wayne.
Take 5 for your community of service of the Legends Village. You'll love the living at the Legends.